Warning. Sexual energy for astonishing manifestation.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you are listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted and thrilled to be bringing you this podcast. But today, there's a warning attached to the podcast. Yes, we have put a warning on it because the power of sexual energy to help you manifest anything you desire is astonishing. Now, some of the advanced techniques I will not share in the public. I always ascertain whether the student or the client can be responsible for using them. They are that powerful. They work that fast. I mean, it is unbelievable. But first, we have to understand a little bit about sexual energy. Now, the Hindus refer it as Shakti power, or Shakti, primordial cosmic energy. Man, that's a great way of expressing it. Primordial, beginning, starting, primordial, cosmic, all over the place. It's everywhere. There is no place that this energy does not exist. Now, of course, in Tantra, the Kundalini is raised from the base of the spine. It is a very intricate form of sexual energy and sexual union, and it's designed to raise this Shakti power. But in the Kabbalah, this sexual energy is so important. It is regarded in such high esteem that it is given the name Ruach, which means breath or breath of life. Elohim, God, masculine and feminine. Because sexual energy has both components, masculine and feminine energy. And I'm not going to go in depth into that today. Suffice it to say, though, that both males have masculine and feminine sexual energy, as well do females. So it is given the name Ruach Elohim. It's actually a divine name. It's one of the many names of God. That's how high it is regarded. It's not merely an energy. It's the expression of the Elohim, of God himself, the breath of God. Well, Wilhelm Reich was a scientist who was an understudy of Sigmund Freud, and he developed an understanding of this energy and called it orgon. Orgon comes from the word orgasm, and it's an orgasmic energy. Now, think about this for a moment. When you are experiencing a strong, powerful orgasm, your conscious mind is almost put to sleep. The French call it la morte, little death. It's at that moment that the conscious mind kind of relaxes and goes into this little death. And the subconscious mind completely opens up. Completely opens up. Now think about this. There is nothing that you can do. You can practice creative visualization. You can practice affirmations, and they're all important. But there is no way that you have of raising this amount of energy other than through orgasm. Orgasm is the absolute highest form of energy that a human being can raise. So we need to also understand this. Orgasmic energy, as we said with Shakti and Kabbalah and the studies of modern science and Wilhelm Reich, orgasm is life force. Life force. And even an orgasm between two people who have never met, barely exchanged names, still can have some positive attributes. Can create offspring, life force, offspring, children, health, vitality. People that orgasm more tend to be healthier, more vibrant, more filled with life force energy because they're constantly pulling more energy into themselves. Vitality, increased magnetism, and of course, love. All of these are just byproducts of orgasm. Now, of course, the primary one is offspring, but not everybody's looking to have offspring. So you can have other forms of offspring, other types of children, and that's called manifestation. You can manifest a different type of child in your life, and it can be in the form of doubling, tripling your income. It can be in the form of bringing about your soulmate. It can be in the form of manifesting a new house at a ridiculous low price, a new car, increased wealth, personal power, more success at work. I want you to think of orgasm as clear water. Think of it as a jar of clear water. Whatever goes in to that orgasm, whatever thoughts and feelings go into that orgasm, tincture it like a tea bag. In other words, I didn't mean to use that word on purpose, but it's like a tea bag. It, you know, when you put the tea in hot water, it tinctures the water. It's no longer just water. It's tea. It's black tea, green tea, whatever kind of tea you're making. But now it has a flavor. It has a soul. It has a specific energy. When you tincture your orgasm, oh my gosh, unbelievable. Unbelievable when it comes to manifesting. Unbelievable. I am Robert Zenk, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, with over 35 years teaching and practicing the sacred mysteries of light. And we combine those mysteries of light along with the latest science and technologies. I'm always up to speed on the latest science and technologies when it comes to human potential and human empowerment. And we combine the two of them, we marry them like the sun and the moon, and we come up with something very, very unique. We call it miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. If you would like to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching and discover if it is right for you, we'll have a conversation and we'll look at your situation and we'll be able to tell you whether it's right for you. If you want to do that, visit our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com. That's lawofattractionsolutions.com, and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. I'm talking about making a difference in your life. I'm talking about invoking the power of a miracle in your life. Let's get back to our subject. Are you ready? So, sexual energy is kind of neutral in the sense that, you know, it whatever you choose to bring into it. Now, that's where there's problems, and that's where there's relationship problems, because one person is bringing in and tincturing that sexual energy with love. The other person is tincturing that sexual energy with pleasure, but there's no love involved. And so we have two people who are out of alignment, who are having sexual union. And, you know, it doesn't make for an opportunistic situation, because one person is going to be very disappointed. Because remember, during orgasm, during sexual union, your conscious mind is closing down. Your critical mind is closing down, and your subconscious is opening up. So if one person is bringing in deceit into the relationship, well, I'll give you an example. You know, I love you, let's go to bed, let's have sex. I love you, let's go to bed, let's have sex. And the other person feels that love and is attached to that love, but the first person was lying. Now, that person is just filled with this energy, but there's no way to fulfill it. So my suggestion is, make certain that you and your partner are on the same page. If you are going to bed for pleasure and pleasure alone, then don't read love into it. If you're going to bed because you want to express your love and pleasure, that's okay too. If you're going to bed to have a child, that's okay too. But you have to both be on the same page. Otherwise, there's going to be a problem. Which brings us to another problem when it comes to raising sexual energy and using it for manifestation. Oftentimes, it's easier to do this alone. We call it flying solo. And the reason is you're not putting up with other people's expectations, their fears, their doubts, their desires. You're not mixing in their intentions along with yours. It's just you. Now, if you have a partner that you're close to and you can work together, that's great. That's great. Then you're both on the same page. You're both applying that sexual energy to the same intention. That's wonderful. But oftentimes that isn't the case. And so my suggestion is, in the beginning, as you learn to use these techniques, fly solo, practice by yourself. Okay? Sexual energy can transform from an energy into a manifested desire. In other words, you can be driving a new car as a result of your sexual energy. You can be living in a new house as a result of your sexual energy. You can be at a new job. You can be doubling, tripling, quadrupling your income as a result of using your sexual energy. Okay, so let's get into a basic technique. We get into more advanced techniques in Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching, where we got a chance to make certain that the person is responsible with these techniques won't misuse them or hurt other people. This is designed to empower your life. This is designed to take your life to the next level. So, okay, let's assume now that you are flying solo, that you are going to masturbate. A lot of people masturbate as quickly as they can because I don't know why. They just have a bad feeling about masturbation. So say these words out loud. If you are in your car, roll down your window and yell them as loud as you can. Masturbation is good. Masturbation is powerful. The person next to you at the stoplight, they just want to get going as fast as they can, I'm sure. But you get the idea. I want you to feel good about masturbating, because you're now masturbating not just for the pleasure of the orgasm, you're masturbating to manifest. Masturbating to manifest. It sounds crazy. It works. Remember, it's the most powerful energy there is. And during orgasm, there are no counter intentions being invoked. Oh, that's incredible. That's wonderful. Okay, I'd like to start off with a ritual bath or a ritual shower. Clean yourself up. Now, if you're taking a bath, chop up some lemons and put it in the bath water, okay? And just wash yourself with this lemon energy. I also suggest some lavender salt. Some people like to use this lavender Epsom salt that you can use because it relaxes your muscles, puts you in a wonderful state of mind. By the way, when you're doing this, keep the electric lights off to the best of your ability. And have 3 or 4 or 5 candles. What color? That depends on what you want to manifest. You're looking to manifest more money and prosperity? Blues and greens. Want to have more power and magnetism? Purples. Want to have some love and passions? Red and green. Okay? So all of these colors can help you. White is always appropriate, by the way. So you take that nice ritual bath. Now, you're going to come out and you're going to pull out a pencil and paper, or maybe you've done this beforehand, either way, and you're going to pause for a moment and you're going to make a special word. Now, this word does not have to have any meaning to anybody else on planet Earth. It only has meaning to you. It is a one-word incantation because it goes directly to your subconscious mind when you're orgasming. Okay, here's what you're going to do. I'm going to give you an example. Let's say your affirmation or your intention is a new home on the beach. New home on the beach. So I created from that, and you could create any number of words, but I created a simple word called niche. Niche. Niche means new home on the beach. Okay? You can do it with anything. Marriage with Larry. Okay? You can create a word from that. Marriage with Larry. Maybe the word is Mary. Okay? You can use a word that exists, or you can create your own word. I like creating my own word because then I don't ever have to worry about it coming up in conversation, okay? But it's up to you. So you create a word or you find a word. One word. And there's a reason. You're going to understand this in a moment. Next, I want you to have some pictures, almost like a vision board, but not necessarily pictures all squished together. I want the pictures big and bold. If you have to send them to Costco and get them printed up. Now, listen to me. Don't tell me you're going to use your iPhone and hold your iPhone in one hand. That doesn't work. Have them hanging up around your room on the wall. Have some candles around them so they're lit up and illuminated. And what are the pictures of? Whatever your intention is. If it's a brand new Mercedes-Benz, or a Beamer, then you're going to have a picture of that car. And you're going to have 2 or 3 of them around your room. Why? Because your head doesn't always stay in the same position when you're having sex. Even when you're having sex by yourself, your head tends to move. So have the picture in 2 or 3 places around the room. Have it where you can clearly and easily see it. You might even want to put one up on the ceiling. So if you're lying on your back, boom, there it is. Now you can take these down and put them away when you're done. Put them back up when you want to do it again. It's simple. This is not a big deal. Okay? So now you've got pictures around the room of whatever it is you want to manifest, that you desire to bring into physical manifestation in your life. Spend a few minutes before you begin creatively visualizing. You're living in the new beach house. You're getting married to Larry. You're driving that new Beamer down a highway. Whatever it is that you are manifesting, visualize it in your mind for a few moments. Get it kind of locked into your brain. And then begin masturbating. But slowly, take your time. Most people like to have a little music. Some like to have a little incense or scented candles all around the room. As I said, you're making it a ritual. You're making it a special event. It's not something you're rushing through. Now, if you are one of those people that, for some reason, like to masturbate in the shower, you can laminate your pictures and have them in the shower. Oh, yeah. Be creative, okay? As you start to build yourself up, visualize, feel that manifestation happening, not only on a sexual level, but in your body. Feel it, and then slow it down a little bit. And then do it again, and raise it up. And you may want to do this two or three times. It's up to you. But as you get closer to the peak, as you get closer to orgasm, I want you to scream out the word, whatever word you came up with. I want your eyeballs looking at that picture, whatever it is that you have decided that you are manifesting. You are looking at the picture. You are screaming out the word. And if you were a screamer, scream it. Breathe it out. Let it out. And when you're done, yeah. Close your eyes. If you're in the shower, you can get out of the shower. Close your eyes and engage in about 2 minutes of gratitude. I am grateful for this wonderful experience. I'm grateful for this new house that is manifested into my life. I'm grateful for my marriage. I'm grateful for my new car. I'm grateful for my health. Whatever it is that you are manifesting, I am grateful for my orgasms. Make sense? Okay. There you have it. Now, if you have questions, write them down below, and either Rachel or I will answer the questions because we want you to have a clear direction on how to go about using this technique. This is a very, very simple technique. It really, really, I mean, really works. But there is a warning. Only use it with positive energy. Only use it with people that are in alignment with you, in full agreement with you, or do it alone. Okay? Hey, be sure and subscribe. Yeah. Subscribe to us on iTunes or YouTube or Blog Talk Radio. We love being here for you every day to empower your life. And thank you so much for listening and sharing this podcast. We appreciate it. You have a wonderful day now because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye.